acceptable and beneath the men and women of ICE.
New York Congressman Daniel Goldman tells ABC News he sent a letter to Attorney General Pam Bondi demanding a criminal investigation. President Trump says the indictment of a former FBI director, James Comey, is more about justice than revenge. Comey is facing charges of lying to Congress and obstruction of justice after President Trump pushed for DOJ to investigate political adversaries. Comey says he's innocent. On Wall Street, stocks are up. This is ABC News. We're learning more details about the Park Avenue shooter who opened fire inside a New York City office building this summer, signaling in notes he held a grudge against the NFL.
Shane Tamura had the traumatic brain condition known as CTE. The New York City Office of the Chief Medical Examiner has announced that confirms what Tamura had written in a note this past July before he killed four people with a rifle and a handgun in a Manhattan skyscraper, one that houses the offices of the National Football League. Tamura also wrote the NFL was concealing the dangers to players' brains to maximize profits. Tamura died by suicide. Pathologists do not say whether CTE played a role. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The Grand Ole Opry taking its Nashville show on the road. Tonight, it performed its country concert in London. It's all part of the famed country organization's tour to celebrate 100 years and expand its fan base. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin has stopped scheduling abortions for the time being because of changes from the federal budget law. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson has a story.
The new law blocks facilities that provide abortions from receiving payments from Medicaid for 1 year. Stephanie Miller, a spokesperson for Planned Parenthood, says they serve about 50,000 people per year providing all kinds of health care, and three out of every five are covered by Medicaid. At first, a judge said the law could not go into effect, but as the case has moved through the court system, a federal appeals judge is allowing it to move forward. The change goes into effect next Wednesday, October 1st, and that's when Planned Parenthood will pause abortions. Miller says from there, they hope to resume services soon once they figure out what to do under this new law. Plus, she says they're working to see as many patients as possible over the next few days. The last time Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin paused abortion services was when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June 2022, making Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban the law of the land. They resumed abortion services a little over a year later when a Dane County judge ruled that the old law does not apply to consensual abortion. There are only two other clinics that provide the service in the state. They're both in Milwaukee. Data from the Society of Family Planning shows there are about 500 to 600 abortions in Wisconsin every month. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Looks like a beautiful night for high school football tonight, and fans attending Notre Dame's game in Green Bay are in for a special treat. A couple Packer players will be there pumping up the crowd and throwing out autographed foam football. Bo Melton, Carl Brooks, Colby Wooden, and Evan Williams will be at the game to bring the Packers versus Cancer initiative to the high school level. The Packers will present a donation to both the Notre Dame Tritons and their opponents, the Menasha Blue Jays, to go toward both schools' efforts to fight cancer. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The boys are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Cincinnati Reds. In the final weekend of the regular season, Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee. They've won 19 games in a row whenever he's pitched. Third baseman, Caleb Durbin.
There's something about just the way he looks, the way he composes himself, body language. It's easy to feed off of as far as playing defense behind him, but I think that's why he's so successful out there right now, is he's just competing like a bulldog, and it's easy to tell.
NFL, the Packers play the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, but Dallas will be without their top wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb, out the next 3 to 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Xavier McKinney.
You know, he's a playmaker on the offense, and he's one of the, you know, the best players that they have on their team. So obviously, you know, him not being out there is going to have an effect. But I think they're still going to run a lot of, you know, what they usually run. And this is going to be a next man up type of mentality.
That's the Packers safety, Xavier McKinney, with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. Increasing clouds this afternoon with the chance of a few sprinkles. High temperatures right around 70. Tonight, patchy fog possible late, otherwise mostly clear skies with lows in the mid-50s. Saturday will feel more like July than September. Sunny skies, highs in the lower 80s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric Westfall here. Good afternoon to you. Just mere minutes away from your 3 o'clock keyword. Still time to download that Civic Media app and play. It's free.
Yeah. why'd they stop making music like this? We don't know either.
Your head. call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, fall. Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, where you've got a friend. It's me, Eric Westfall, here. Happy Friday to you. Are you ready? I hope you got that Civic Media app out, got it all opened up. I've got the multi-state keyword in the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Could score you $200 in gold jewelry today. How about that? Here it is, Coach, C-O-A-C-H, Coach, Put Me in Coach, or a sitcom starring Craig T. Nelson from the early 90s. Coach is your keyword. Good luck. If you want the full contest details, if you want to see what's all involved, you can go to our website, wgbw.fm. Again, Coach is your keyword.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Tired of that Golf Channel day and night? Maybe it's time to get out there. Coldwater Canyon Golf Course at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. A traditional front nine and a link-style back nine. Perfect for a family outing or a stay-and-play package. And Chula has new thrills like the futuristic Rainbow Rapids Water Park Edition and dual zipline racing. Plus Wisconsin's number one rated steakhouse, all on site. Check it all out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Missing Lou Rugani and the music of the stars on WGBW Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until noon? Then tune in to 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS or the Civic Media app. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve the quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's Music of the Stars, now on 96.5 and 98.3 FM and the Civic Media app.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
News and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. This is Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart. I wonder what she's doing tonight.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I wanna be your friend. Because a friend could never doubt you or ever put you up tight.
Say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder, black. With flowers and my love both never to come back.
I've seen people turn their heads and quickly look away. Like a newborn baby, it just happens every day.
I look inside myself and see my heart is black. I see my red door, I must have it into black.
Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green seagull turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A Fox Valley woman will be going to prison for going into new homes being built in Kaukauna, turning on the water, and then leaving. 41-year-old Kenda Strobel-Nieft was sentenced in Outagamie Court yesterday to 18 months in prison. Prosecutors say Strobel-Nieft went into homes under construction and turned on the faucets to purposely flood the house. They say Strobel-Nieft admitted she went into more than 20 homes. In addition to prison time, Strobel-Nieft was ordered to pay more than $240,000 in restitution. The Packers' newest star player, Micah Parsons, will face his former team for the first time on Sunday when the Pack takes on Dallas at AT&T Stadium. Parsons' contract dispute with the Cowboys and subsequent trade to Green Bay was one of the biggest NFL stories of the summer. But Parsons still expects a warm welcome in Dallas, saying there's no hard feelings, on his part anyway. Parsons says he knows what a Dallas-Green Bay matchup looks like, and he predicts plenty of fan excitement for the Sunday night primetime matchup. One challenge he does expect: trying to sack his former mentor, Dallas quarterback Dak Prescott. But once the game kicks off, Parsons says nobody's talking about a trade. They're talking about winning the football game. Parsons won't be the only player on the field Sunday facing his former team for the first time. Longtime Packers player Kenny Clark was part of the trade deal with Dallas and will face the Packers for the first time as opponents. Clark was a three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle during his 9 years with the Packers. Kickoff for Sunday's game is set for 7:20. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds this afternoon with the chance of a few sprinkles. High temperatures right around 70. Tonight, patchy fog possible late, otherwise mostly clear skies with lows in the mid-50s. Saturday will feel more like July than September. Sunny skies, highs in the lower 80s. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
WGBW.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere, each with their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner, they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, here I always will stay. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. And here I'll stay. Here I'll stay.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, that 3 o'clock multi-state keyword. Again, Coach, C-O-A-C-H, Coach. Text it in using the Civic Media app, Coach.
You say that you love me.
You'll never.
local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Time yet to head to Appleton and check out License to Cruise, part of Appleton's Oktoberfest. More details on that ahead. Sam and Dave, it's Soul Man, 97.9. We'll be right back. let's hope that love train is rolling Sunday night in Dallas. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here, good afternoon. License to Cruise taking place this evening in Appleton, part of Appleton's Oktoberfest celebration. From tonight, that's from 3 until 9. So I guess technically it's already going on. You got till 9 o'clock tonight. See over 400 classic cars lined up on the streets of College Avenue. And, of course, one of the biggest Oktoberfest celebrations in Northeast Wisconsin tomorrow. Appleton's Oktoberfest music and festivities and what start as early as 9 a.m. running all day tomorrow in downtown Appleton.
Dr. Chris Kammer, the rockin' dentist, with another victorious dental minute here on Civic Media. For more than a century, dentistry meant drills and needles. So archaic. These days, modern science has transformed how we treat cavities. Instead of cutting away cavities and tooth structure, we can now stop decay in its tracks using safe, FDA-approved methods. Who knew, right? One of the most exciting is silver diamine fluoride, a liquid that can painlessly halt a cavity from progressing. When combined with simple medicine filling materials that go on like spackle, we can actually heal teeth rather than destroy them. This approach is comfortable, lowers cost, and preserves every possible bit of your natural tooth instead of amputating it with a drill. The next time you hear that old dental drill, remember, modern dentistry has already left it behind. And I'm Dr. Chris Kammer, bringing you the good news about modern dentistry with another victorious dental minute right here on Civic Media.
Hey, did you know that you could test drive a car to help fund breast cancer research? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And Drive for a Cure 2025, it's almost here. It's on October 4th, beginning at 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. at your local Bergstrom Buick GMC of Green Bay. And all you gotta do is test drive one of their featured vehicles, and they'll donate $1 for every mile driven to help fund breast cancer research in Wisconsin. Plus prizes, giveaways, and free food and refreshments. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Michigan's Supreme Court will hear a challenge against the Line 5 pipeline, the same oil pipeline Canadian oil giant Enbridge is pushing to reroute across northern Wisconsin. Opponents argue the Michigan Public Service Commission broke state laws when it approved the company's plan to drill an oil tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac. A new report from the Alliance for the Great Lakes and Clean Wisconsin shows nitrate pollution is taking a toll in our state. Thousands of families are paying higher costs to access safe drinking water and facing serious health risks because of nitrate pollution from fertilizer and manure. In 2022, farmers likely applied 16 million pounds of excess fertilizer beyond what crops needed. Right now on the Defender podcast, what do data centers mean for our water, land, energy bills, and why is it so hard to find out? An in-depth conversation on the secrets of data centers. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, snow-crested brown, without no seam or needles, there goes the child of the mountain. She'll be a true love of mine. Strands and polishes a gun. She'll be a
News and timeless hits, 97.9. Still a few minutes to get in the 3 o'clock keyword. If you have not done so yet, your word is coach, C-O-A-C-H, coach. And text in that multi-state keyword using the Civic Media app, coach.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
News and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, featuring the glory years of music from the glory years of the green and gold.
Standing in the shadows of love, I'm getting ready for the heartaches to come.
right now, baby. Didn't I do the best I could? Now, didn't I? So don't you leave me standing.
I'm Michelle Franzen. Tennessee's Republican Governor Bill Lee says National Guard troops will deploy to Memphis next week after President Trump signed an order this month approving the deployment to help curb crime.
Personnel from 13 agencies will be on the ground in Memphis next week. It will begin a phased operational approach.
The mayor of Memphis says crime has fallen in the past 2 years. A report from the New York City Medical Examiner is determining the shooter who killed four people at a Midtown office building this summer had traumatic brain injury known as CTE. Shane Tamura was a former high school football player. Police say he may have been targeting the NFL, which had offices.